for our chanting of Hare Krishna to be effective, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a child calling out for the mother. You will see that the child has a desire to get the company of the mother. The child has intensity in calling out and also helplessness. So in the chanting of the holy name also, if we have to have these three components of desire, intensity and helplessness, and there are ways to attain it. And it's very important to pay attention to this fact, because otherwise the spiritual life can be a very blurred attempt, like shooting in the sky, without a focused attempt. Because it's well known that we have to attain Krishna prema, and life is not like a sprint, 100 meter running race. It is like a marathon. We have to do it lifelong and do it effectively. And at the end of the life, we want to attain love for Krishna. But while we are pursuing our Krishna conscious career, are we heading towards that goal? Are we properly doing it, or are we improperly doing it? Srimad Bhagavatam gives many indications. So there are two tests given in Srimad Bhagavatam. One is, na utpadiye yadiratyam shramayevahi kevalam. Is our practice of Krishna consciousness becoming a mechanical ritual, or is it awakening our desire to attain Krishna more and more, awakening our love for Krishna? And another test is at the end of the life, ante narayana smriti. How one has led one his entire life, and how one is leaving one's body in Krishna consciousness, and all these things. So for this, four things have to be kept in mind. These four are such vital components of our life. Firstly, the expert guidance of a spiritual master. That will awaken desire in our hearts to attain Krishna. This is one proof that if one is taking the expert guidance of the spiritual master, which is like a compass in a Atlantic ocean or some vast ocean. You are in the middle of an ocean, so Guru is like the compass who gives direction and guidance, and he creates that desire in our heart to want to go back to Godhead. So a proper association with the spiritual master has to produce desire in the heart of the practicing devotee. In fact, we are chanting only for his pleasure. We are doing all our devotional activities only to please him. So that is why the desire to go back to Krishna itself, and the seed of which actually comes from Guru. And secondly, the intensity in our devotional practices will be made possible by purity and a life of goodness. Purity means our habits, the way we lead our life, and how we don't contact any contamination in this material world that will drag us down. But we cultivate a life of goodness, as Patanjali says in his Yoga Sutra Yama Niyama. As he says, Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, all these things he says. Similarly, Shaucha, Santosha, Swadhyaya, Ishara Pranidani, Japa, Niyamaha. So, purity and a life of goodness, how is my lifestyle? How are my habits? Are they tending towards goodness and elevating me beyond that? Because purity and life of goodness gradually will also help us to be very focused and elevate our consciousness and develop detachment from all that is material. So then intensity is good. Otherwise it's like a gun without proper bullet. Sometimes if a wood is wet, you put it in the furnace, it's not, you know, picking up fire properly. Similarly, if we don't preserve our purity, then our spiritual life becomes dampened. Damp. So purity and a life of goodness leads to intensity. Also mood of self-surrender. will actually lead to helplessness. Actually, the helpless call of a child, which Prabhupada often used to quote as an example, will only come by adopting an appropriate mood of surrender, as Lord Chaitanya teaches in this Shikshashtakam. Because without a mood of wanting Krishna's shelter and surrender, why should Krishna come and help us? Unless we offer a prayer in that mood, like Mahaprabhu says, Ayinanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Place me as one of the millions of atoms in your lotus feet. My dear Lord, I have fallen into this ditch of material world, which is a place of birth and death. So, unless we present our predicament to the Lord and beg for His shelter, then where is the hope of attaining that shelter? If I am chanting Hare Krishna, but my mind is very complacently, you know, situated and it is wandering here and there, then why is the Lord going to give me shelter? So a very focused and helpless prayer is needed. So desire, intensity, and helplessness, these three are very necessary. And these are achieved by expert guidance of a spiritual master and life and purity and goodness and also mood of self-surrender. And lastly, the fourth one is avoidance of pitfalls. For that we follow the four regulative principles very strictly. In the age of Kali, one will be untouched by Kali if one follows these four principles. Dyutam, Panam, Striya, Suna, Yatra, Adharmas, Chatruvida, it is said. These are all the pillars of irreligion. Meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. So these are the things which degrade our consciousness in Kali Yuga. So anyone who wants to keep oneself immune to any of the contamination of Kali Yuga, one should very strictly follow these four regulative principles. So with this preparation, if one chants the holy name with the understanding of the ultimate goal of life, surely one is likely to improve the quality of the chanting. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances.